what's the fun?
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of Local Anesthesia. I am your host, Colin.
And I'm his co-host, Sean. What's up, everybody?
So what you were just listening to was Jump the Turnstile by Jordana and TV Girl. And the first song was a funky little number that's called Cat's Groove by Caitlin Ellis and Tony Rosenberg. Sean, how you feeling for this first episode? Feeling good? Feeling funky? Feeling fresh?
Feeling funky, feeling fresh, feeling excited. I'm glad to be here. Glad to finally get our show started. Yeah.
I'm absolutely also very excited. So there's no real particular theme today. We're just going for an eclectic mix of tunes that we've been listening to recently. So
I feel like that will be the theme, like, most times.
Yeah.
It's kind of eclectic, just like what we're vibing to currently.
Exactly. So we will... We'll see how it goes. So, don't expect perfection, as this is our first show. All right, so the next song is Lunes und de Abril by The Holy Drug Couple. Enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, so those past two songs were Still by Just Mustard. Sean, is that off of their new album from last year?
Yeah, from last year, yeah.
And the other one was Jackie by Eve's Tumor. I know that we are a big fan of them. Absolutely. In our little room. So, Sean, I got a question for you.
What's your question, man?
What happens to be the origin behind the name Local Anesthesia? I mean, we aren't anesthesiologists. We aren't doctors. You're pre-med. I'm an English major.
I am in no place to give anyone anesthesia, that's for sure.
So, give us a little explanation.
Yeah, so basically what inspired the name Local Anesthesia is the fact that both of us are local Tufts kids. I'm from Somerville, and Colin here is from Medford. So I guess in a way we represent both halves of this campus, which is pretty mind-blowing in my opinion.
Yeah.
And anesthesia, we wanted local in the name. We wanted to incorporate that somehow in the name.
Yeah.
We weren't sure what to coincide with that. But as we were brainstorming these ideas, Colin came back from the dentist after getting one of his four wisdom teeth removed.
Kind of inconvenient.
Yeah, very inconvenient, kind of a tedious process, in my opinion.
But it was fine. I mean, it wasn't too bad. I got it out pretty quickly.
Yeah, just a little sore. So I got all of mine out at once. So
yeah, so shout out to Alpha Dental and on Broadway and Somerville. They do some good stuff out there.
But right. Of course, when Colin had to get his teeth removed, they had to put him under, so he was on anesthesia.
Not quite under. Local. It was local anesthesia right into the mouth. So, So that is that's the origin of this little show right here. And the doctors are in. The doctors are in.
So, yes,
up next we got a little tune by Blood Orange entitled Charcoal Baby.
Love me some Blood Orange.
Woohoo!
This is Sean and Colin of Local Anesthesia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFL Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Boom chicka.
open.
Sunset City, go to Sun City. Walk up on the right side, I feel so pretty. Kiss my girl on her thighs, grab on her too. I know that they despise, I feel so sexy. If someone say I'm not, must have not met me. Warm you up when it's cold, you call me bestie. Don't test me, I'm too sexy.
Oh,
So we were just listening to Adventure Wind Story by, I love this artist, but correct me if I mispronounce this name, Momoko Kikuchi. And before that, we were listening to Pretty by Lil Yachty off of his new album, Let's Start Here, which is one of my favorite albums of the year still so far.
All right, so it looks like we got a PSA here to read, so I'll take the lead on this one. So, Schools on Wheels of Massachusetts is a nonprofit program that provides tutoring and mentoring services to students grades K through 12 impacted by homelessness in southeastern Massachusetts. But we need your help. It takes 1 hour a week of volunteer tutoring to give a child impacted by homelessness the opportunity to thrive in school and in life. If you have 1 hour of free time a week and want to use it to make real change, contact School on Wheels at chris@sowma.org or visit our website at www.sowma.org. Thank you for caring about our kids. All right, so the next song that we got up is one that's actually going to go out to my mom. She introduced me to this artist a while back, and I remember that I was a part of the high school golf team for my school, and driving on the way to Unicorn Golf Course in Stoneham, shout out, she played this artist, and I fell in love. So here is a song called You're the One for Me by D-Train.
Love I have in-
That is smooth.
Now these cats are cooking.
All right, so those past two songs were I Want You by Bob Dylan and Punch Drunk by Sade. Fun fact, the reason why I got into Bob Dylan and specifically Blonde on Blonde was because of my 10th grade English teacher, Mr. Esner. He was the man. He absolutely loved Bob Dylan, had us analyze his lyrics. And, you know, I knew one or two of the Dylan songs, but he really put me on to him, and I can't thank him enough for that, as he's grown to be one of my favorite artists. So,
That's real.
Sean, give us your insight into Dylan, or perhaps even Sade. Where'd you start?
Well, for Dylan, like, I think you kind of put me on to more of his catalog outside of Blonde on Blonde, because that's about all I listened to up until, like, we became friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, I just think he's incredible. Like, you know, such a profound songwriter and all that. I mean, everything that's ever needed to be said about Bob Dylan's already been said, so I won't dwell on that too much.
Oh, yeah, no, and, he's prolific. Yeah,
and I just, I really love Sade. I love that album. I picked that up on vinyl with you.
Yeah.
We went to Big Dig Records on Mass Ave in Cambridge.
Yeah, good stuff over there.
Yeah, great store. Definitely recommend anybody wants to go crate digging anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good find. So yeah, really, really love her stuff.
For sure. Yeah. So I'm not that deep into Sade, but that's the goal of this show. Just, you know, bounce some music off of each other, see where it lands, and, you know, give it to you people as well along the way. So
absolutely. That's what we're here for.
Exactly. So that being said, I think that we should go into our next song, which is Two Tickets to Paradise by Eddie Money. Rest in peace.
But, real. R.I.P. the real.
R.I.P. the real. This one goes out to him.
Something that both of us have always
So, we were just listening to Breezin by George Benson, and that will be our second-to-last song for this fine hour with all of you out there. Thank you for joining us on Local Anesthesia. I'm your host, Sean, and my co-host, Colin.
That's me. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, sir. We'll be finishing today's broadcast with one of my personal favorite songs by an artist I really enjoy, James Blake. Are You Even Real?
All right, let's do it, Sean.
There's no 5 years, there's no 10 years, only this. Queen of queen of queen of queens. There's no knife, 'cause there's no tension, only this. Lucid dream, dream. All I can do is trust in her. Late nights I can see the lust in her. Acid rain is the first for her. Skies open up, share a cup with her. Cracking seals, guilty no appeal. Trip down the hill, strawberry fields. Are you even real? She said, tell me how you feel. Are you even real? Are you even real? Maybe I should study my reflection. Best to know how I see. I spend the day dreaming of connection, just to feel how you feel. All I can do is trust in her. Late nights I can see the lust in her. Acid rain. The first color, skies open up, share a cup of love. Cracking seals, guilty no appeal. Trip down the hill, strawberry fields. Are you even real? She said, tell me how you feel. Are you even real? Are you even real? Dream of connection. Tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel. Are you even real? Are you even real?
Hello. Oh, yes. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Yes. Oh, it's going to be a fantastic hour.